Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Samuel, Week 3. Spiritual Principles, Life Lessons, and Holy Warnings Seen in the History of Samuel. Friday, Related Verses. 1 Samuel 7:3-4. Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you are returning with all your heart to Jehovah, remove the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from your midst, and direct your heart to Jehovah, and serve only him, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel removed the Baals and the Ashtaroth, and served only Jehovah. 1 Samuel 3:3-4. And the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel lay in the temple of Jehovah, where the ark of God was. Then Jehovah called to Samuel, and he said, Here I am. Exodus 33:11. And Jehovah would speak to Moses face to face, just as a man speaks to his companion. And Moses would return to the camp. But his attendant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart out of the tent. Numbers 12:8. With him I speak face to face, even openly, and not in riddles. And he beholds the form of Jehovah. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? Psalms 27:4. One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire in his temple. 2 Corinthians 3:12-16-18. Therefore, since we have such hope, we use much boldness. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Related reading. By the time that Saul was raised up to be the king in Israel, Samuel had reached the highest position. We may even say that, as God's representative, Samuel was the acting God. God intended to move, to act, yet he needed a representative. Samuel thus became a prophet, a priest, and a judge. He was God's oracle and God's administration. As such, he was the acting God on earth. Samuel was one with God on earth. We may say that Samuel was the acting God on earth. At least we may say that Samuel was the representative of the very God in heaven to rule over his people on earth. Samuel ministered as a Nazarite consecrated to God, absolutely for God's fulfillment of his economy, a volunteer to replace any official and formal serving ones of God. The Nazarite vow was initiated by his mother and completed by Samuel. Samuel ministered as a priest. Samuel was a priest not by birth, but by God raising him up particularly. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 35 indicates that Samuel would be a faithful priest to act on behalf of God, even to appoint and establish kings for the divine government on earth. David was appointed and anointed by him. Samuel had a clear view of God's economy and also of what the enemy had been doing to devastate God's economy on earth. Samuel was thus a person full of insight concerning God's economy and concerning the environmental situation. Eventually, God did something to match him, and there was a change among the people of Israel. The people returned to God, lamented before God, and were willing to remove all the idols. In this replacing priesthood, Samuel anointed Saul and David to be kings, as God ordained that he should go before his anointed continually to supervise the king, observing what the king was doing. This indicates that Samuel, the acting God on earth, was greater than the king. Samuel could be qualified to such an extent because for many years, God had been perfecting him for his economy, not for anything else. When God's economy is carried out among his people, they are blessed. This means that our welfare, our well-being, is altogether linked to the carrying out of God's economy. We should not seek our well-being apart from God's economy. I wish to say, especially to the young saints, that we should not expect to have prosperity for ourselves. Rather, as saints in the Lord's recovery, we should expect that through us the Lord will do as much as possible to accomplish his economy. Then we will be blessed. Samuel ministered or served not only as a priest, but also as a prophet. In the Old Testament, the last part of the divine revelation is with the prophets, from Isaiah to Malachi. Apart from God speaking, the universe would be empty. We thank the Lord that by his mercy, we have his continual speaking and his recovery today. Samuel's first prophesying was his speaking to Eli. Samuel received the word of God and spoke it to the old Eli in the waning priesthood. This speaking should have gone forth through Eli, but he was waning, and God could not speak through him. Instead, God spoke through someone much younger.